Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Well, see, we got lots to talk about. Long COVID is top of mind. There are some new studies taking a look at the data on that. I know researchers in the scientific community, they're always looking at that data. What do you know, Dr. Copin, about long COVID?
So we know it's a real thing. We still don't know yet exactly who gets it. We certainly don't know why. We're only learning now what the real symptoms are of long COVID, because there seem to be so many. Why do some people get it and some don't? So right now there's a study that just came out of Britain using their National Health Service data. They have data on pretty much everybody in the country, and they're trying to follow in a longitudinal manner, meaning over time, people who have had COVID, recovered from COVID, how many of those people have symptoms of long COVID. And their data show that it could be up to one third of people who have had COVID have some kind of symptoms. Now, I would caution everybody about this type of retrospective, what's called cohort study. There, it's really difficult to understand exactly what these data mean right now, other than to say that long COVID is real. The long-term effect in some people of being infected with the virus that causes COVID seems to be more severe and lasting than from other viruses that we all know, like influenza. So we're really in the beginning, Anna, of understanding this, but I think people need to appreciate that long COVID really is a real entity, and there's a lot of folks out there who are dealing with it right now.
Yeah, in the beginning, it seemed as if people who had lesser symptoms and a milder case of COVID suffered long-haul symptoms more so than others. Is that turning out to be true, Dr. Copin? Is there any truth to that?
No, there is. We can't say that people who've had severe COVID compared to people who've had mild COVID, that the people with the mild COVID do not develop long COVID. There doesn't seem to be a real strict connection or causation between those two things. But this is exactly the type of information that we need to get more of to better understand individuals who have long COVID, long haul COVID, why that happened, and what might we be able to do to help them.
Okay, fair enough. There's a lot of talk out there about NBA players, some of them not getting vaccinated. They're citing, a couple of the players, when asked, are citing natural immunity. I've already had COVID, so I have an immunity. And you're saying that that's what they're comfortable with. How do you respond to that?
Yeah, this NBA player, brouhaha, and that's really what it is that's going on right now, is a fascinating story. A number of the big stars in the NBA have not been vaccinated, and they say they're not going to be. And that runs up against directives in some big cities like New York and San Francisco, where there is a mandate that anybody who is inside a public space needs to be vaccinated. Wouldn't that be something, Hannah, if it turns out that a big star like Kyrie Irving can't play home games because he refuses to be vaccinated? I mean, it seems like that might be where we're going. So, I mean, I have to tell you, as somebody who's also a Bulls fan, in some ways, I find this story the most interesting story as the NBA enters its preseason. What's going to happen here? Now, what about natural immunity? There's no question that there's natural immunity. Natural immunity is a great thing, but the recommendation continues to be that even people who have recovered from a COVID infection should be vaccinated. That has not changed. Will there be perhaps more data in the future to say that natural immunity is enough? That I don't know. So I still recommend that people who have recovered from COVID appropriately get vaccinated that will just give you terrific immunity, and we know it is safe. We know that there are not long-term issues with this. And I hope the NBA players who act as role models to so many people out there in the end decide to get vaccinated, because that will only help with our continued efforts to vaccinate the entire population.
Speaking of vaccinating the entire population, when it comes to booster shots, some health departments are saying the CDC is really not helping, because the way they define who actually qualifies for one is 100 million people, pretty much. Anyone age 65 and older, as well as people 18 to 64 with underlying health conditions or jobs that increase their risk of developing severe COVID, are eligible for a third dose. And it's making a situation where it kind of seems like everybody, I guess. There's also a story that says that ineligible Americans shouldn't sneak in and get a COVID booster yet. What are your thoughts about all this, Dr. Copen?
It really is a mess, isn't it, Anne?
It is. I read this, I'm like, yeah. What? What is what now?
Yeah, it almost sounds like, you know, your ticket is only eligible Monday through Wednesday and weekends, right? I mean, that's mm-hmm. kind of what this comes off as being. I think each individual has to make the right decision for him or her. Certainly if you fall into one of the categories, the over 65, the immunocompromised, you're a frontline healthcare worker, you're with the public all the time. If you're more than 6 months out from being fully vaccinated and you choose to get a booster, that's a good idea. Go ahead and do it. On the other hand, if you're healthy and you're on the younger side and you're not in a hurry to get the booster, that's okay too, if that's the decision that you want to make. I think if you're not certain, this is a great subject to discuss with your healthcare provider to be able to fully understand whether it's something you should do or should not. We're not going to be able to find a really clear instruction right now. This has gotten muddled, unfortunately. But I want to reiterate, if you fall into those categories, you're over 65, you have those immunocompromised state, you have significant comorbidities, please get the booster if you're more than 6 months out from being fully vaccinated. That's going to help you. Otherwise, it's worth some thinking and discussion to decide what's best for you.
Okay, a couple of listener questions here I want to ask you. 219 says, hey, how come it's the same dosage for an 80-pound person as it is for a 400-pound person?
Yeah, it's a great question. So it turns out in adults, it's not a dose-related response in order to develop immunity to the COVID virus. So whether you're slight in size or quite big, the same dose of the vaccine is going to work for you. And that you should know that was one, everyone should know that this is one of the things that was studied early on in the phase 3 trials that we talked about that allowed the FDA to give the emergency use authorization. And this has to do with the way that our bodies react to vaccines. So it's not a weight-related dose. The same dose works for adults.
Okay. And then another question here, 815 says, is there a Moderna booster available, or is it just a third shot? Is there a Moderna booster available yet?
Yeah. So right now, the FDA and CDC have only approved Pfizer for the third dose. Moderna, we're waiting for their data to be presented to FDA, and I think we'll know within a month, and I suspect that we'll see an approval there, but that has not been done yet. So far, it's just Pfizer.
Is the booster just a third shot of the original vaccine, or is there something different about it?
No, it's the same vaccine. So if you got Pfizer, it's the exact same vaccine and the same dose that you got with the first two. The difference is it will be 6 months or more after you're fully vaccinated. Moderna, on the other hand, has tested a lower dose of its virus, because remember that Moderna used a higher dose of the mRNA than Pfizer did in the original vaccine. And Moderna believes that they can cut by two-thirds the dose of vaccine required for the booster dose. And that's the study that they did, and we're waiting to see those results. It'll be really interesting to see what Moderna has to reveal when they bring their data to public.
Okay. Dr. Copin, that we're out of time for today. We so appreciate you answering our questions and keeping us up to date on all of this, and hope you enjoy the rest of your day. Go Bears!
Go Bears! And it's more fun to, let's come up with the right name for that stadium. I think that it's a great thing. I can't wait to hear more suggestions, Anna.
Hey, how about Tribute to Our Healthcare Heroes Stadium? That would be a nice one. Something like that.
That would work. That would work. I'm all for that.
Thanks, Dr. Copin. And thank you for everything you've done.